But we begin this morning in the west of Ireland, a lovely place to start. Paul Walker grew up in Chile, where he worked with horses and goats, but he always had a dream to train sheepdogs. So when he moved to Ireland in 2014, he met farmer Alan Moran, a sheepdog trainer from Newport, and together they set up Newport Shepherds, which offers sheepdog training to farmers. They also do public demonstrations, visiting the likes of schools and nursing homes to show people how sheepdogs work. Well, Lorna Siggins went along to Ave Maria Nursing Home in East Mayo to meet Paul, his border collie Birch, and bearded collie Mango.
Owie! Owie!
That's the sound of four very enthusiastic panting dogs and some beautiful mountain sheep arriving at Ave Maria Nursing Home in the little village of Tureen, north of Ballyhaunis in County Mayo, for a special demonstration. Paul Walker of Newport Shepherds, they're your own sheep?
Yep, they're our own sheep. They're all mountain breeds. Where we live, it's all mountain and sea. Well, our whole kind of business is specialised in the mountains, so we talk a lot about the adaptation of mountain sheep in nature and how well adapted they are and how important they are for the environment and for the ecosystem. We have Herdwicks, the ones with the white head. We have Soyas, which is the brown one. We have Herbertons, which are the black ones, all the five black ones. Yeah. And we have one Kerry Hill Yeo, that she's from Wales. Is the white one with the different ears. They're not a meat breed. They're not commercial breeds. They've been selected as a breed for hardiness, not for productivity. They're very protective of their lambs towards the fox. They are very, very good mothers. I learned everything from a man in the mountain, and he didn't know how to read or write, and he was an old man. And anytime I can share or give back a bit of that, I feel honored, really. And I see them. Many of the farmers, when they feel identified and their eyes start to shine and they start remembering, and yeah, I had a dog here, I had a dog there, and it's magic, it's lovely.
So we have a lovely pastoral scene here with rolling hills and fields behind, yeah. And the cattle there are looking very interested in your sheep.
Yeah, what is this?
What is this? Yeah. Oh, how many dogs have you?
Oh. We have four dogs, two different breeds.
Oh, lovely.
That's an English sheepdog, and these are collies.
What age is Birch?
He's 7.
He's 7, right. It's beautiful.
He's going a bit blind. This breed was developed in the border between Scotland and England in a time when if the farmers didn't have a good dog, they wouldn't be able to feed their family. So
how long would it take you to train?
They say a dog is fully trained when he has 1 year under each paw.
Ave Maria Nursing Home owner Anne Feeney introduced me to some of the residents gathered in the large living room with a window looking out onto the field where Paul, his dogs and sheep performed their demonstration in a pen. First was Michael Walsh, who has farmed in Kilchimaw and who is in the company of a visiting friend, Sinead.
It takes a lot to make a good sheepdog.
He loves this show, and he has the gates counted already now, and he knows exactly what's...
Oh, so he knows what's going to happen.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
How are you getting on?
Tommy Wallace from?
Ballina.
Great. What age are you, Tommy? Do you mind?
80.
Did you have sheep?
One for 30 years.
So did you have sheepdogs?
One. She was a grand collie and a great doggie.
What was her name?
Spot.
How do you know a good collie?
By her ears.
To the left is come by, lie down, lie down. And the command to the right is away, lie down. So with those two commands, come by here. Away, lie down, that'll do. With those four commands, you can gather a small field, a middle field, or a mountain.
So he has responded to every single one of those commands, and you're talking very softly.
When you train them on a low tone of voice, they learn in that tone, and you don't have to be shouting at them. You have to think all these dogs are trained to work at a distance. The lower the voice, the better. And the same with the whistles. Birch, that'll do. The whistle to the left, that's a stop. And the whistle to the right,
oh,
with this, you can reach up to maybe 1,500 meters. That'll do, Birch. So
that was how many commands you gave there?
I said left, left, right, right, stop, that'll do. These dogs would die working for you. These dogs come from a moment in time where they would live inside the house. They meant food on the table, so they were so important. And even with all the technology that there's now, the only way to handle the sheep is with a dog.
So artificial intelligence is not going to work?
Never. Never. They've tried drones, barking drones. They love the mountain.
Sheep.
They're very, very, very intelligent. They could trick you. They could pretend they're going down and everything is great, and they know exactly the distance that the dogs are coming. They know the distance that you're coming. They know all the escape routes. So the dogs are essential. They're essential.
Lovely stuff there from Lorna Siggins with Paul Walker of Newport Shepherds. And it brings back memories I have from spending time with the legendary late Tim Flood down in Wexford, who really was one of the best sheepdog trainers ever in Ireland. And I remember him telling me that it was only when his wife went away that he'd allow the sheepdogs in up into his bed. We are on 51551 for texts, countrywide at rte.ie for emails.